USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate Judiciary Committee will vote on the nomination of federal judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court late next week.
The time periods we've talked about extensively, the same party as the president and the same party as the Senate. Now, Senator Cruz is very smart on all this stuff. I made sure you had a chance to test her. You did. And I want to compliment each member of the Democratic side for being firm but not going down the Kavanaugh road.
Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal not impressed with Graham.
I believe that this rush sham process is a disservice to our committee.
Senator Kamala Harris is canceling all campaign travel through the weekend out of an abundance of caution after a flight crew member and her communications director tested positive for coronavirus. Senator Harris tested negative for coronavirus twice over the past week. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Another busy day of campaigning for President Trump. The president will be in North Carolina, where he will deliver a campaign speech at the Pitt Greenville Airport at 1 o'clock. The president then participating in a fundraising reception in Florida and finally ending the night doing an NBC News town hall in Miami. On Wednesday, the president spoke to business leaders virtually and said the choice is clear between him and former Vice President Joe Biden.
I will deliver optimism, opportunity, and growth. They will deliver pessimism, stagnation, decline, and very high taxes. Simply put, it's a choice between a socialist nightmare and the American dream.
His opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden, will be participating in virtual fundraising events and then spend the evening in Philadelphia participating in an ABC News town hall. The Labor Department reporting jobless claims last week rose to 898,000, the highest level since the end of August. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
New York Times science and health reporter Donald McNeil Jr. was surprised that America's recovery from the coronavirus pandemic is apparently unfolding faster than experts had anticipated. Experts saying with genuine confidence that the pandemic in the United States will be over far sooner than they expected, possibly by the middle of next year. As far as this news, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel says,
well, I'm actually really happy to see Don McNeil in the New York Times writing this article, because it sheds a spotlight on what's been wrong for months now, which is it's always doom and gloom. It's always the politics of fear. It's always about how we can look at things from a negative perspective, which actually causes a lot more harm than good. And he's pointing out in here that, look, back in March, the coronavirus task force was projecting the possibility of 10 times more deaths than we've seen from COVID-19. Also, the age of the people getting infected is way lower. Also, we're seeing compliance with masking around the country of up to 90% of people going into stores.
On Tuesday, social media giant Twitter blocked the New York Post because they published hacked emails exposing Hunter Biden's business dealings in Ukraine. But they took no action when the New York Times published the tax returns of President Trump that were stolen from him. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.